Rock Radio.
We heard it.
Rock Radio UK.
Knocking on doors, opening windows, up and down and round. We are the Sunday Gang. There's a lot to be found around. Taking a trip on God's creation, finding out the way. We are the Sunday Gang. Why don't you come with us today?
Waking up with Armitage, because he makes Sunday mornings great again.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. We can hit you right to rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. Rock, rock, rock away, bitch. We can hit you right to rock away.
Good morning, one. Armitage here, broadcasting live from the Paranoid Squirrel Palatial Palace on Rock Radio UK. As I ended Friday's show off with the Wild Hearts, I'm going to start today's with them.
Neither ghost nor a change in spirit. Just a face staring at another window, looking through all the lights of Brooklyn, where the dark has a million other faces.
I like it lonely. I miss this feeling. I feel no fear of being lonely, lonely. I wanna be lonely. I wanna be alone, just like the Jackson White. I feel the apocalypse is within my sight. I'm on the way to see a blue-eyed boy. Would you still love him now? The city ain't no place for laying down. There's better wage in hell than here right now. And damn, if I'm not a dying man, I lie dying in a hole. I'm a dying man, I lie dying in a hole.
Christ is a true companion. I burn circles in the forest of reason. I break off and I penetrate the Lord. The full weight of the emptiness calling. I wanna be nowhere. I wanna tell you something. I have a barrel of opinions. Lonely, lonely, I'm ever lonely, ever lonely. I wanna be alone just like the Jackson White. Apocalypse is within my sight. I'm on the way to see a blue-eyed boy. Would you still love him now? The city ain't no place for laying down. There's better wage in hell than here right now. And damn, if I'm not a dying man, I lie dying in a hole. I'm a dying man, I lie.
The Wild Hearts and the Jackson Whites from their last studio album, Chutzpah, I'm really looking forward to their new one, as no doubt you are too, and them supporting the Damned. Oh, I can wish, can't I? Talking of new albums, Nashville Pussy's Pleased to Eat You is due to hit the real and virtual record shops on the 21st of September. A track from said album has been unleashed in the shape and form of One Band Mother. That is the band's tribute to Lemmy, which sounds remarkably like this. Nashville Pussy will be playing The Underworld on the 25th of November, along with The Witch Doctors and The Desperate Measures, which, as you know, is the day before my birthday. So, obviously, I'll be there getting all messy. As a long-time listener, you'll know that I love the Goo Goo Dolls, from their self-titled debut until A Boy Named Goo. After that, the band went all Disney. Having said that, though, I still buy all their albums when they come out, probably out of habit or in the vain hope that they'll be returned to their sort of like early days. So far, I've been disappointed. My three top live albums are Ramones Alive, The Damned Live at Shepperton, and of course Motorhead No Sleep Till Hammersmith. This Friday, just gone, saw the release of The Audience Is This Way, a live album from the aforementioned Goo Goo Dolls. Out of 10 tracks, I only recognised 4. I never said I played the album start by. Well, once, just for, you know, reference purposes. Anyway, track 1 is Long Way Down, that originally appeared on A Boy Named Goo. So I was interested to see how it fared 23 years after its original release. Polished, beefed up with additional musicians, as the band had haven't been a three-piece live at any rate for more than 2 decades. The Audience This Way, yeah, it's an enjoyable album, even if it is lit with unfamiliar songs. But, you know, this is where the band, sadly for old school fans, is now. Friday, I played Get It Right by the Dolmans, which is on the band's up-and-coming new album, American Heartbeat, that features guest appearances from members of Sartor and the Nomads, which has made the squirrel to a happy dance at the prospect. So, here's the title track for you to enjoy.
I thought I'd done and seen it all.
Also on Friday, I played the G-side of Alvin Gibbs and the Disobedient Servant's new single, Ghost Train, which you can pre-order from the UK Subs Time and Matter website, which I believe is limited to only 300 copies. Train in question was Clumsy Fingers, that is, as is Ghost Train, which I'm going to play you in a second, both penciled in for inclusion on the Your Disobedient Servant album, which hopefully will see the light of day in December. I have also found a bit of kit that plugs into my phone and digital voice recorder, so I will be able to interview Alvin in the next couple of weeks. I better hone up my interviewing skills. Questions I've already lined up are, what is your favourite colour, favourite animal and favourite food? Too personal, yeah, I know, you're right. Alvin on Ghost Train was Lee Hegarty from the Ruts DC, but you knew that already. More new Friday interconnectedness, and Birmingham's garage punks, the DC Spectres, released their second album Vibrations on, that's right, Friday. The DC Spectres formed in July 2016, originally as two-piece guitar and drums, with an interest in garage, surf and punk music, with them playing their first gig 6 weeks later, and have maintained a hectic gig schedule throughout the UK. I'll be catching them at Rockaway Beach 31 on the 16th of November. In November 2016, they recorded their debut CD, A Garage Trash, that was produced by a certain Rats Gabies. Fast forward now, and the band are a three-piece with the addition of Cater on bass. From Vibrations, this is Somewhere Between Celio and Waverly.
Everywhere,
It looks like I've accidentally joined friend of the show and Squirrel Associate Arkwright's band Flame Pilots. Well, on paper. Well, on Facebook Messenger. Obviously, you're wondering how this occurred, as my bass skills somewhat lag well behind pilot bassist and producer John's. I've recently become friends on Facebook with Andy Cavendish, who, amongst other things, puts on bands at the Ambition Arms in New Cross. Anyway, one day last week, he posted a message saying, who's up for playing at the said venue on the 22nd of September for the Sham Rock All Day? Now, I assumed it was one of those, so who do you want to see at insert festival gig here? So I said, Flame Pilots, tagging them in the process. Within an hour or so, Andy had got back to me saying that we were on the bill and assumed we all could play. I wanted to say define play, but I didn't. Instead, in a very mild state of panic, I text Arkwright with the news that I'd accidentally got the band a gig in London. They're based in Whitstable. The day after his birthday and the day before he and his good lady jet off to sunnier climes. Fortunately, all band members, even me, are available, and the other bands on the bill look rather tasty as well. I think for me, the icing on the cake is that the venue is a short train journey away. Flame Pilots are in the throes of mixing their debut full-length album. Well, bassist John is. I've been waiting very impatiently for its release, but it's a labour of love. If it was me, my labour of love would only take 3 minutes, tops. From the as yet unnamed, let alone released album, this is Flame Pilots and All at Sea.
I've been thrown around. Let me on a merry we'll
I haven't actually fessed up to Andy that I'm just a punter. Well, yeah, I will. At some point. Probably after I've taken my finder's fee. Moving swiftly on, and Hardcore Superstar have just released another track from their new album, You Can't Kill My Rock and Roll, which is due out on the 21st of September. I think over the course of this year, the band have made available at least half of the album tracks as digital singles, all sounding rather good. As does AD / HD.
Is there a chance for me? Will never change my personality. A plan for me where I can keep my personality.
This rhythm in me, but only half a man without my personality.
Is there a chance for me? We'll never change my personality. A place for me where I can keep my personality.
They wanna give me treatment even though I am healing. Cute me 'cause they caught me stealing.
Is there a chance?
Good, the Bad and the Zugly on the 16th of November will be releasing a split 12-inch with He Who Cannot Be Named. One of the tracks the Zugly Boys have let us have a listen to a few months early. The song in question is Nav or Never, which I'm going to play you right now.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages. Hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times.
You know my boss, a real big jerk. Don't you know it's too much work? I tried it once, it's now due. It messed up my worldview. I say my blessings before I go to bed. Then I wake up, washed out and ready. Then I wouldn't have to go down to the nearest knob office and down. Gotta go to work.
Breaking news.
Who actually got that?
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Paranoid Squirrel Rock Show with Armitage on Rock Radio UK.
After The Good, The Bad and The Zugly, I played you some motherfucking motherfuckers, just in case your mind was wandering or you were nodding off. Now, I have your attention once again. The Heck is the 60s-influenced garage punk band from Henry Keefman. Henry was the preaching frontman of The Keefman and The Miracle Men, and is currently one half of the sensational Second Cousins, along with his, second cousin. And in The Heck, Henry is combining the same influences of his favourite bands as always. The Real Kids, The Remains, The Seeds, The Pagans, Dead Moon and The Raining Sound. Since The Heck are from the north of the Netherlands, the Nederbeat influences remain very strong, i.e. echoes of The Outsiders, Q65 and QB and The Blizzards can all be heard in Henry's songs. The band's second 7-inch single, For Crying Out Loud, has all the Henry Keefman trademarks: primitive pounding rhythm, great grungy guitar licks and Henry's brilliant plaintive wail of a voice. But don't take the press release word for it.
Now let me tell you a story. This is the story of my life. Working from 9 to 5, from Monday to Friday, in and out. Doesn't that make you proud? Earning your money to pay the rent, earning your money that you spend. So I need you to tell me
even more new music. And Trench Dogs, who hail from the southern side of Stockholm, released on Friday their debut album, Year of the Dog. The band are relatively new, if you can call forming in 2013, new, and are playing in London on the 12th of October at Decadence. Wherever Decadence is these days, check press for details. From the aforementioned album, this is track one, side one, and is called Homesick Parade. Said on Facebook last week, how come all modern pop rock bands sound like Blink 182 and not Cheap Trick? With many agreeing with me, with others pointing out that this band and that band don't. I think what I meant to say was, how come most new teenage early 20-something pop rock bands sound like Blink 182 and not Cheap Trick? Roger Deering from Smash Fashion replied, all. With Duncan Reed, he of the Big Heads, adding, we do our best, and they do. From Rompus Pompus, this is Smash Fashion and Smiles and Daggers, which will swiftly be followed by Duncan Reed and the Big Heads with Just As Good As I Used To Be from the Difficult second album.
Thank you.
Well, I've spectacularly mistimed things and had to fade out Mr. Reed. A crime in all but name. Sorry, Duncan. Until Friday, 11 p.m, take it easy.
Knocking on doors, opening windows up.